We thank everybody for coming and being part of this study. We appreciate your time and energy that you spend with us each week. This is, we're starting a day early. Usually on Wednesday we're having our study. This morning we're doing it on Tuesday as people are moving about doing different things. So, we looked at last week a few things we've been studying, and now we're at a place which is wonderful. The place that we find ourselves in is that we said that we have been studying, and we have covered 5 points, 5 major points. We pray that of this series that you understand what is justification. Number one. Number two, how are we brought back or reconciled to Yahweh? Number three, how are we saved by His life? Number four, what does it mean that we are saved from sin? So we hope that you understand what it means. What does it mean that we are free from sin? We pray that you have a better understanding of that. Number five, the last point that we covered was, but some will say, we are not under the law of Yahweh. Let us see what Yahweh's word says about this. We spent a lot of time in the book of Romans, chapter 6 and chapter 7, where it mentions very clearly, we are not under the law. And we were trying to find out what law are we not under. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Creator of the universe, Master of nature, of laws, of your creation, we like to exalt thee and praise your name for giving us this oxygen that we can breathe, this sunlight that converts our cholesterol to pre-vitamin D, the oxygen to go to our brain and to every part of our body to nourish it from the plant life. So use the sun, the energy from the sun onto the leaves, from the leaves to taking in our carbon dioxide, our waste, and converting it over to oxygen so that we might be able to breathe, that we might be able to live. We just thank thee for your wisdom and the laws that you have laid down to save us, keep us, preserve us. We just ask that you might be able to open our hearts, minds, and understanding, that we might be able to appreciate your laws that you have given. Not the laws that you have nailed to a cross, not laws that we are no longer under, but the laws of nature that you have put in place for our protection. Your great wisdom and understanding, help us to appreciate it and understand. Help it not be my words, but your word. Speak through me to the people. Open up their hearts, their minds, and souls. Have them spread this word far and wide, that all might be able to hear the wonderful word of Yah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahweh, for this time and opportunity to speak. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right. We have been looking at some serious issues. We have realized that there is such thing as the counterfeit. The counterfeit's job is to set up something that looks like the real, but is not. So when they talk about counterfeit money, you know, it's the counterfeit green, it looks green, it looks like it. And, you know, the average person cannot tell. But the specialists who look at it and they are able to actually tell the counterfeit from the real. And so it is today in Yahweh creation, his life, his lifestyle that he has given to us. He has given this to us, and there is a way that he has ordained for us to live. Now, people believe they have free will. Now, I'll put this out. Y'all can visit my website and send me emails to let me know if you're interested in learning about that. People believe they have free will, but I don't know. And we have to explore this looking through the world, understanding the environments that we live in, the influences of culture, the influence of the school system, the government system of laws, the education system, the religious system. Do we really think on our own? Do we really make decisions? Or are we just programmed and we just have really no freedom? Are we just dreaming the American dream? Just dreaming. Oh, you might say, oh, well, we're better off than other countries. Well, just because other countries are in slavery or brainwashed or in that predicament, that doesn't justify that you aren't. You might say, okay, I live a little better than the people of third world. Hopefully so. But to what extent are you really the same as a slave to the system? So, that's a freedom. Do you really choose? Or are you given a menu of choices and you only choose from what they tell you? Do you really choose what profession you're going to be in? Do you really choose where you're going to work? Or are you just forced into these situations and you accept them? Are you really understanding what the word of Yahweh is really saying? Or are you just given authorized, sanctioned ideas and thoughts? And you accept those religious, social, educational concepts. And if so, then you aren't free. You are deciding a thing in your life. So, anyway, we will look at that one day once we get enough of you to start coming on the website and sending me emails so I can know who's listening and what people want to hear. And all y'all listening, who's listening? Website is www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that is www.peopleofcolor1.com. Okay, so as we journey forward, we've been reading and running across different material. Someone told me last week, oh, Emmanuel, I know you're going to share this with your people. So let me share it first. And then we'll get into, does Yahweh have a law that governs him? No, matter of fact, we'll read that after a break or something like that. Okay, does Yahweh have a law that governs him? I promised you that that's what we're going to look at this week. Okay, so, well, let's turn to the book of Romans, and I told you where to be last week, so hopefully some of y'all have done your homework assignment and is looking ahead. We ask you to read Romans chapter 8, 1 and 2, to help give us some background. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah. So if you're in Yeshua the Messiah, then there's no condemnation. But the question is, what does it mean to be in Yeshua the Messiah? Just because you say the name of Jesus does not make you in the Yeshua the Messiah. Just because you joined a church and was baptized is not evidence that you are in Yeshua the Messiah. Okay? The Bible never teaches any hogwash like that. Now, if you want to believe that the church is the voice of God, you are deceived. Believe it if you want. If you believe that when your name is written on the scrolls on earth, they're written in the scrolls of heaven, and when they're taking off these books on earth, they're taken out of the books in heaven, you are deceived. And make sure you know you believe a lie. And you can be for sure you are damned. And so you need to keep your mind in check to believe such a lie as that. And some of y'all may be saying, people believe that? Yeah, people believe that. I've been told that. So, anyway. So, to be in Yeshua the Messiah is one who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So the proof is not in what you say. It's not in where your name is. It's not if you say Jesus. That has nothing to do with it. It only has to do, or is the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Is there fruit? That's why it says, who walk? It says, there is now therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah. And how do you know? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So those who are walking after the Spirit, yes, there is no condemnation. You are in Yeshua the Messiah because the life of Yeshua the Messiah is living out through you in right doing, which is righteousness. That's all righteousness is. It's just right doing. That's all. Nothing more. And notice what else it says. Mm-hmm. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah may be free from the law of sin and death. So here we see very clearly in verse number 2 that for the law of the Spirit, did you know that the Spirit of Yahweh had a law governing him? Do you know that Yahweh has a law governing him? Do you know that Yeshua had a law governing him? Did you know that the Spirit had the law governing? Because they are one. And the law of Yahweh governs them. Simple. Because it is not hard for them to be in harmony with it because it is their law. So, yes. The Ten Commandments. The laws that Yahweh has given us. The Old Testament that people want to throw away. I'm not talking about for you to go sacrifice blood and animals. No one's talking about that. Okay? So, especially the Ten Commandments don't have nothing about laws and so forth. Reference to that. But he wants us, and actually the laws of clean and unclean animals, you know, all those things go. The law of sanitation, yeah, he talks about that. Yeah, health laws, a lot of different things Yahweh has given to us. So, yes, the law of the spirit of life. So the spirit of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah. We know that the Bible says that in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So that means that Yeshua, Yahweh, Elohim, the Holy Spirit was all in Yeshua on the planet. And he says, clear as day, that the works that he that seeth me seeth the Father. The works that I do not do, but the Father which liveth in me. I do not my will, but the will of the Father. And he let you know that he did not do the healing. He did not do the raising of the dead. He did not do anything, because he left his power so that he can be like us, powerless. But he could allow the Holy Spirit to live in him, the spirit of life, and he let the Father work through him. So, all of those beings have a law, and they all work in coordinates, just like your heart, your mind, your soul, your blood, your lungs, your kidney, all of them work together to accomplish one goal, to keep you alive. So let's take a break at the moment. I think you have enough to think about. Praise Yah.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, Obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed bearing image. We have seed bearing plant, seed bearing fruit, and you were created as seed bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. And you just eat everything and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for returning back to our study as we are delving deeper into the word of Yahweh. Now we see that there are laws, that there is the law of Yahweh that governs Yahweh's spirit, Yahweh Elohim, Yeshua. Okay, so if the law of Yahweh governs Yahweh, okay, he is free from the law of sin. Okay, so that's what this is all about. When it talks about that we are no longer under the law, it's talking about the law that we studied last week, the law of sin and death. Okay, it is not referring at all to the law of the spirit of life, which was in Yeshua, the Messiah. Let us make sure that we understand the difference between the two. Remember, we read before in 2 Peter chapter 3, we started about what they call the greenhouse effect. We keep hearing about the greenhouse gases. We keep hearing about the ozone. The ozone is being depleted and dissolved, and when that happens, then the radiation, which the ozone is supposed to protect us from the sun, starts coming through. And radiation, and some people claim that, you know, that they're getting more skin cancer because of the ultraviolet rays of the sun that's going through our ozone. And in certain parts of the ozone is gone, they say. They say it's a hole in it. And it's getting bigger and bigger. And so it is heating up the earth, just as Peter said. Peter says that what's going to happen? That we're in the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. Any elements shall melt with fervent heat. So this here is a, did you know that the Bible even talked about the greenhouse effect? Did you ever even know that the Bible is talking about that the earth is heating up? Did you know that the Bible is talking about, matter of fact, they say that the earth has, I think, increased 5 degrees since the, from the beginning of time, or they put around 6,000 years ago. Okay, you're just estimating. It took 6,000 years for the earth to increase 5 degrees. Now, since the Europeans have been ruling, okay, from the Roman Church and Catholicism and what they call Universal Church of Christianity or whatever they want to call this stuff. I call it the European Pagan Christian Movement myself. But anyway, since they've been running the this stuff, and they've been using coal and oil and fossil fuels and all of these different things, that they've been increased the earth 5 degrees. And I think they've said, what was it, the last 50 years, I think, which usually took the earth 6,000 years. So we are heating up this planet real bad. We are dissolving, we are destroying this earth. Now, some people will say, well, it's all right, we can do whatever we want, we are the lords of this earth. No, we are the lords of nothing. That we already know that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We are not. But we act with him in accordance to, the Bible says for us to replenish the earth. Now, we don't replenish the earth, we destroy the earth. So that makes us what? Benefactors of the spirit of the children of disobedience, following the law of sin, our God, the God of this world. Okay? Now, so we need to understand that as this heats up, you can tell that now, they said last year, I believe, last year, 2012, was the hottest the planet has ever been, okay, the most heat waves we've had and so forth, warmest days. In November, yesterday, the 24th of November, they said it was 71 or something like that in Maryland, D.C., Baltimore, D.C., Virginia, Pennsylvania area. Okay, so a week before Thanksgiving, or the week of Thanksgiving. So this is very unusual. Weather in South Carolina, I was told, is getting colder. It usually could play tennis and go outside and play everything all the way up to Thanksgiving. And now they said it's getting colder. So the shifting of the climate is actually happening, if we want to believe it or not. But as we just read to you, the Bible has just told us that looking for, verse 12, 2 Peter chapter 3, and hastening unto the coming of the day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, did you know that we're the ones doing this? We're the ones destroying the planet. We're the ones that's heating up the planet. Okay, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That is correct. We will be able to live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years. Okay, in the new heaven and a new earth that he will create here on planet earth, because everything else is going to be devoured. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace without spot and blame it. So Yahweh is telling us, listen, I want you to follow my laws. I want you to have the law of the Spirit of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah, will make you free from the law of sin and death, so that you might be able to come for him in peace without spot or in blemish. And this is what he's calling us to. He would like to, as we talked about the atonement, to becoming one with Yeshua, at one, cemented with Yahweh, that we will be one with him. And that the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah shall live in us and free us from the law of sin and death. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. And even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, has written unto you. And that's what we've been reading out of the books of Romans. Most people read the Gospels of Paul from a white supremacist viewpoint, a Gentile viewpoint, teaching that they have superseded the ancient black African Hebrew Israelites, and that now the white Europeans rule the church of what they call the Christian denominations, the European pagan Christian churches, and they rule the Jewish religion, the European Jew, Judaism, and they're in Israel, they're in Rome, they are the Pope, they're all of these different things. And this is a total violation of the laws that was laid out by Samuel to Saul, that there should be no other person or other nation that will rule over his people. And so for the Europeans to run the church as they are is a violation of the laws of Yahweh. That's why they tell you don't read it. And then they say, well, God don't care about color. He don't care about who's... Yes, he does care about who's running the church. Because if they're deceiving you into believing a lie that you might be damned, I believe you would even care about that. And so that's why he made it that they would not be able to run the church. But they are running the church. So this is the counterfeit church. It can't be the real deal. Okay? So let's move on, as they might say. Okay? And they're using Paul's writings to antiquate and to tell everybody you don't have to read the Old Testament. You don't have to follow any of the laws that Yahweh has. And so that means these African Americans, these black African Hebrew Israelites, and all the African diaspora coming down with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. Okay, all the different diseases that Yahweh promised to give, that he gave to the Egyptians, he's giving to us. Because we are following the Gentile teaching of the counterfeit, white supremacy of lies and deception. Matter of fact, we're going to read something to you when we come back. But I wanted to finish this part with Paul, and it says, and also an account that the long suffering of our Yahweh is salvation, even as our beloved Paul also according to his wisdom given unto him hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things in which are some things hard to be understood. So reading about the law, that we are no longer the law, you can interpret it under the law of Yahweh, or you can interpret the law of sin and death. And here it says clearly that some things are hard to be understood, that part, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest or wrestle. People are wrestling with their unlearned, not unlearned of the secular scholars or the what we call authorized sanctioned scholars by the Europeans, Gentiles who have no authority over the church teaching white supremacy, that they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction. So it says that they're going to be wrestling the scriptures to their own destruction. And we've been talking about that. For you to say that the law of Yahweh is nailed to the cross, the law of Yahweh we're no longer under, and then not to understand that it's not talking about the law of Yahweh that has been, that we're no longer under, we're no longer under the law of sin and death, that right there is taking people to their own destruction. And he says people are wrestling these scriptures to their own destruction. And so we have to be very careful as we read Paul's epistle. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing that ye know these things, beware, lest ye be led, being led astray by the error of the wicked. So these are the errors of the wicked. And when we come back, we're going to read about what things that they teach. Fall from your own steadfast, but go in grace and the knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. We'll take a break at this time.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this wonderful study that we're looking at today. Okay, we've read about the Paul writings. We've read about how it is important to know who are the people of Yahweh, because Yahweh does care, because he picked these people out. Now, people will say, oh, the church, the Christian church, the Europeans have superseded, the Gentiles have superseded all of the people of Yahweh. He doesn't care about the Old Testament people. He don't care about the Hebrew. He only cares about the Gentiles. And the Gentiles are now in charge of the church, the counterfeit church, to be exact. So the church is not following anything Yahweh's saying. They just preach to make you feel good. So you have to decide what is really going on. Think about it. Okay. Since when? Okay. Now remember, there's two different laws. Okay. The law of sin and death. The laws that are governed by the spirit of children of disobedience, the laws that are governed by when we're married to Lucifer, okay, when we're born in sin and shaping iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive. Okay, so we're born in that state. And there's three major components. Oh, wow. Yes. This is wonderful. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Okay, we are going to look at the book of Revelation. Revelation, by the way. Okay, in the book of Revelation, if you turn with me to chapter 18, I know you say, oh, brother, this brother always quoting chapter 18. Yes, I have to quote because we're Babylon. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. Okay, we as here, as Babylon, America, is fallen, it's fallen. And we can see it every day that we are falling, man. We are falling into Sodom and Gomorrah. You hear me? So it is going to get wild here. You think, see, fire and brimstone going to rain from heaven, all right? Because we have just gone off. Okay, so now notice what it says in chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So you see that it's an angel from heaven. He's coming with great power, and he lightens the earth with the education of the knowledge of Yahweh. Okay? And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Now, what nation do you know is the greatest nation of this world today? Not the greatest nation that ever ruled the world. That's a bunch of hogwash. But the greatest nation that is today. They say there's only one superpower. But there used to be a few superpowers. There used to be Great Britain was a superpower. At least according to the European viewpoints of stuff. And Greece was the first one, then Rome. You know, everything starts with the white man, so that's white supremacy, the Greeks. They don't tell you that the Greeks went to Egypt to learn, okay, Africa, okay, that they cannot build pyramids today because they don't have the technology. Okay, so anyway, that Plato, Aristotle, Plato all went and learned at the feet of the Egyptians. And so we have what we call Pythagoras' theorem. It wasn't Pythagoras' theorem. It was a stolen Egyptian theorem. Okay, so anyway, they claim everything started with Greece, Rome, Great Britain, and now we had United States and Russia. And now Russia has collapsed the USSR, and so they're trying to get back their power. And so we have that also as a deterrent or as an idea of what is actually going on. So this is the Babylon that has fallen. So according to today, the only thing, Russia is fallen, no question about it, because there is no USSR anymore. They're not all tied together. United States of America is fallen, okay? And we're falling lower and lower and lower, just like the United States of Europe. Europe is now, if you remember the World Wars, World War One, and World War Two, was only over Europeans teaching white supremacy of which white nation will rule the world. And now, since they have destroyed each other and killed each other over who's going to rule the world, you know, but that's what they was all about. And that's what Hitler was talking about, that he wanted the, you know, white eyes, white skin, blue eyes, and blonde hair. Okay, so if you have brown eyes, you wasn't the super race and all of that. And I believe Jesse Owens, you know, during that time, ran the Olympics and won the 100, the 200, and the 400 sprints to show that Germans and white people are not the super race and they are not number one. So there's what was going on. And so that's how World War One and Two was all about, which European power will rule the world. Realizing that they were 5% of the population, they went into India and just massacred people. And that's where you had Gandhi come forth, and they were able to kick the British Roman, British out. British was down in South America, South Africa, and through Nelson Mandela, they were able to kick them out. They were in Jamaica, they were kicked out. So everywhere they go, they just go to corrupt and destroy and bring in their culture and their history and their existence and their calendar and their religion and everything that they have, which is destroying the planet. So here we have Babylon the Great is fallen, but everyone is running after Babylon. Is fallen. And has become the habitation of devils. Now, there's three areas that they're going to have, three unclean spirits, and they're going to be clean, three different types of demons or spirits or whatever that runs certain parts of the society. So, the three areas that they will run is the school system, education, miseducating the people, the churches, the religions, miseducating the people, again, so that they can all agree. And then the government, okay, so that they can all agree on one and that they all are keeping all the people in subjection into socially engineering. So it says that these areas are filled with the habitation of devils, the whole of every foul spirit. Didn't say some spirits, it said foul of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So these three areas have demons, foul spirits, and unclean and hateful birds in them. Okay, and that's the religion, that's the school system, education system, and that is the government. Okay, so then it says that what happens? Then all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. How many people? All nations. It didn't say everybody but Christians. No, it didn't say that. It didn't say everybody but the United States. No, it did not say that. It didn't say everybody but the superpowers, Russia and so forth. It didn't say that. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And what we are caught up in, we are drunk. We are drunk. We are just walking around thinking that we're free, dreaming in the American dream, in the matrix, just dreaming. That's all we are doing. The 10 virgin parable makes it crystal clear that all the virgins left, the wise and the foolish, all of us are asleep. You hear me? Sleep. Sleep dreaming that we are doing the work of Yahweh, dreaming that we are saving the world, and we are nothing but using our missionary dollars and so forth. And as in the past, that, you know, they came to America and they said that, hey, Thanksgiving time this week, that, hey, we are here to bring you the good news. And they were here not to bring the good news. They were here to bring the sword, to speak peace and to speak the sword. Matter of fact, the Europeans of the Native American called them the man that false, that talks with false, with forked tongue. Okay? That is interesting. Some people put it this way. Cursed is he who breaks down the institution of the ancients. And so we know that Africans were brought here and their ancient institutions have been cast down, and we wind up cursed because we don't know the history of the true understanding of the word of Yahweh. And it says, happy who preserves the foundation of the most ancient forms. And then it says, cursed is he who with his tongue speaks peace. That's what the Europeans did when they came here. But in his heart, there is no peace, but a sword. That is interesting. And that's the situation we find ourselves in. Well, we're going to take our last break at this time, in this break, and then we'll come back to finish off where we left off. Give you time to think about what you are hearing.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they said, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this series. Yes, the truth sets you free. Amen. Now, amen and amen. And we are into trying to set the people free. As we said that we don't have free will, we believe we do, but that's all the deception, so that you won't shake off the chain of your mind, body, and soul. We have read already in Revelation chapter 18, Babylon is fallen, and it's a habitation of the education system, school system, church system, and government have united together to deceive the people, keep them asleep. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. So that means that we are dead asleep, no question about it. Okay, so it also makes mention that we are drunk. You're walking around drunk. Now, you know when you drink, man, okay? When you are drunk, that they say, I don't know how true it is, but they say that people will, you know, that they can break windows with their hand and they don't even feel no pain. Now, check that out. You don't even feel your nervous system. It's just like being numbed, like your brain is numbed, your arm is numbed. And when you wake up, you realize that, you know, after you got the drunkenness off, that you broke, you know, if you probably have a bone in your hand by doing that. So there is things that you are unconsciously doing and not knowing. And so that's where we are. We're unconsciously walking around like zombies. Why do they have all these zombie movies out? It's real simple, because everybody's a zombie. That's right, everybody, you think everybody but me. No, all of us are zombies. All of us are in the matrix. All of us are dreaming the American dream. And that's all it is. Yes, I was there. I remember all of this stuff. I was there. I was in the middle of all of it. I'm not saying I'm free from all of it neither. It's just all over, man. It's just an attack on your mind. Every way that you look, see, and think. Every billboard, they have hidden persuasion, They call it subliminal subduction. Every movie you see, they have pictures that they put in there and brainwash. It is insanity that these people, as it says, but you're making all that up. But this is what it says. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of fornications, and the kings of the earth, the presidents, have committed fornication with her. They became one with her. They are incorporated with her. That's why when you have a church, you have to be incorporated with the state. That's when you have a government or education, you have to be incorporated with the state. That means you have to have sexual intercourse with the state, that you become one. You become, that's how the Bible describes it, that the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxing rich in the abundance of her delicacy. And now we know under capitalism, specifically, that's what we're talking about here, that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and there will be no middle class. Okay, and so that's what it's all about, that the merchants of the earth are wax rich to the abundance of her delicacies. And the delicacies of Babylon. Well, that's the liquor, obviously. That's what they sold to the Native Americans, and that's what they sold to the Africans, and so forth. The liquor, the wine, the nowness, okay, that was the obvious nowness due to miseducation, that they don't even understand their own culture. I spoke with some sister, from Africa, and she said, yes, man, and we celebrate New Year's. I said, when you celebrate New Year's? Oh, yeah, man, January. But I said, that's after Roman calendar. Don't you have your own calendar? Oh, no. Okay, what about your holidays? Oh, yeah, we got Christmas and New Year's and all this. I'm like, wait a minute. This is all Roman stuff. This is all paganism. This is all stuff from the church. Oh, man, brother, how dare you speak about the church like that? How dare? I'm saying, wait a minute. I thought you were from Africa. So if you're from Africa, you should be having some African customs. You ain't got nothing but the... Oh, yeah, but our national language is English. So that means that you are an Englishman. And you don't know even your own culture. You don't even know your own history. You don't even know your own stuff. Well, you've been taught it's just a white man's lies and deception. Oh, my goodness. And I was like, really? Wow. So people have been stolen their own legacies. Okay. And that's why we read earlier that it says that we should what? Keep the foundation of our forefathers. Our people have lost it. I wondered how many Native Americans have lost it also. It is a shame that we have been made drunk through the wine of the wrath of fornication and the kings of the earth. And every nation has their puppets. And so we have African puppets, Jamaican puppets, Indian puppets, and all these different puppets that people they put in there, and they just serve the people and rob them. Okay? So they ain't right either. So, and that's why we said that we are, under these three forms of unclean spirits, devils, cage of every unclean and hateful bird, in the government, in the churches, and running the school system, the education, to keep us miseducated. So what does the Bible says, okay? And the merchants of the earth are rich, racks through the abundance of her delicacies. And that's what we're talking about. That's the unclean animals, the pork, the pig, the ham. So there's going to be a lot of people going to be eating all the stuff and eating with the blood all through Thanksgiving this week. They're going to get big and fat and fluffy and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, I told my mom, I can talk about my mom. My mom, I told my mom, I said, Mom, okay, you feed these people, you're in South Carolina, you're visiting these people, or you're here. Okay, and they ask you to cook a meal, everybody cooks things, okay? So she says she cooks good peas and rice, she cooks some good peas. And she cooks white rice and peas. And so, over the years, we've talked to her. So now she eats brown rice, she don't even serve that stuff. She said, you don't even have white rice in the house anymore. And excellent, praise y'all. And then I told her, I said, Mom, now what do you serve these people? Oh, man, I give the white rice. They won't eat that black rice. I said, Mom, now why would you, how can you say that you're a person who is a follower of Yahweh and you're killing your people? You know white rice, white sugar, white flour is poison. The body can't digest that stuff. It's just poison. It's thickening up you. It's like cement. It's like paste. and they're just pacing up their system to kill your own people. Now, that sounds just like a wicked life. What did we just read? The inhabitation of devils and the cage of every foul spirit and the hole of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean hateful. I said, Mom, why are you doing this to your people? Oh, well, if they wouldn't eat that, if I didn't give them white rice, they wouldn't eat that stuff. And if I didn't give them white, and I said, Mom, listen, you're supposed to be caring about our people. So you're supposed to be above this. So question, would you give your son a cigarette because he wants it? And you know it's going to cause cancer? Why would you give him cancer? Would you give your son marijuana? Would you give your son drugs? Would you give your son heroin? Because he wants it? Because he's addicted to heroin? Because we're addicted to white rice, white flour, white sugar, pig, okay? Because we're addicted to this stuff, you're going to tell me that, hey, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to kill you. I said, please, what's wrong with you? I mean, what kind of sickness is this that you will poison your own people? And she thought about it. And she thought about it. She said, son, they are not going to eat this stuff. I said, Mom, the people eat anything you fix. They'll fix it right away. I said, give it to them. So she says now she gives them brown rice and piece of rice. And do they eat? They eat that stuff up like it ain't, like, let's sack it up, boy. And I said, now, Mom, don't that make you feel so much better? That you know you're healing your people rather than killing them? She said, yeah. So people, please, just because everybody is doing it, don't make it right. Okay? Just because our ancestors did it, don't make it right. Just because we were told this and we were raised this way doesn't make it right. So if my mom at 84 years old, 85, something like that, she can do it, you can do it. So get your act together. Think about what you are doing. Brainwashing your own people, people teaching them lies and deception in the church, so forth. And I said, Mom, come on, Mom. She said, listen, I brought you with the children, people of color in the Bible. For children. And we know if we educate children at a young age, the whole mind, body, and soul, if we educate them, then we can have them and they can fight the good fight of faith. They're the ones that's going to finish the work, not us. Because they can stand up to the man.
Yes, sir.
Stand up to the system and say, no way, baby. We are not going for this. And they will be the revolution. As they say, the revolution will not be televised, but the brothers and sisters will throw down. So, but we have to see. So if we use the books that we're talking about, you can visit our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com, to get the books for your children, your grandchildren, whoever they are, and for yourself. How about that? There's three books. It's only $10 for the whole set of three books. Now, what can you get for three books? That's going to educate you and your children and so forth. Check it out. Okay. In there, then you're able to. And so she said that she wanted to take these books and get them to the people and start teaching and have them teach it. And so I was telling Bob, hey, Bob, you need to start some classes, Bob. You know, take the young people in. You can teach the Bible to people of color, the Bible books, and video. We got video. So if you don't know how to teach, we have teachers who will teach them. Okay? So you don't even have to worry about that. So there is ways to do it, even if you don't feel well equipped. We have put a curriculum together to reach our people in this time of need. Just visit the website, www.peopleofcolor.com. No spaces, the numeric number 1.com. So, as we see this, what is Yahweh going to do? Yahweh says, okay, the delicacies, the brainwashing, the social engineering, all of this stuff that we love. I had a cousin, I won't mention her name, but she, you know, she's hearing the tape, that she said, my brother, I asked Yahweh to show me what, and Yahweh showed me the dream. That these women, this false, I don't forget what the name was, the false stepwives, something like that. And they would all walk together like robots. And they had no sense of feeling. And they had a little cart that they were pushing, a baby cart. And she said that they just walked so beautiful, that, like, you know, like an army. And she said she loved it and she wanted to be like that. And she said, Yahweh asked her, do you think that that's what we're about? That's religion. That has nothing to do with me. Zero. But that's what she wanted. And that's what she still wants. And that's what we've been brainwashed to want. That was the point. And so, what is Yahweh going to do about this? Notice what it says in verse number 4. And I heard, Revelation 18, I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people. So is he telling us to stay there? Is he telling us to stay in these fallen churches? No. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, for her sins that reach up to heaven. Did you hear? That you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim has remembered her iniquity. And she, what is he going to do? Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself. That's what the church do. They glorify themselves. That's all they do. And America glorifies themselves. And the government glorifies itself. And the education system glorifies itself. And live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she, I said in the heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire. The strong is Yahweh, our Elohim, who judges her. Wow. So this is what Yahweh is calling us out from this. And you might be saying, why do you keep going back to that? Because he's calling us out. He's calling us out from this deception. These lies that we have been caught up in. Now, when we were reading Revelation, so now you see the deception, how great it is. Now, let's look at this application. I was reading this in a book here. I'm going to share it with you. I said I would. Okay, this is what it said. Now, tell me, who does this fit? I want you to go to my website, www.peopleofcolor.com. The numeric number 1.com, and then email me and tell me, who does this represent? And this is what it says. This is written a long time ago. Okay? Now, it says, they have died in glory. They have not experienced struggle. Okay. Okay. You yourself know that they will bring your souls down to Shiloh, and they shall experience evil and great tribulation, and darkness, nets, and burning fire. Your soul shall enter into the great judgment, and it shall be a great judgment in all the generations of the world. Woe to you, for there is no peace for you. Now to the righteous and kind ones, during their lifetime, do not say, in the day of your toil, we have surely suffered hardship and have experienced every trouble. We have faced many evil things and have become consumed. We have died and become few, characterized by the littleness of our spirit. We have been destroyed, and we have found none whatsoever to help us with a word or otherwise. We have been tortured and destroyed, and could not even hope to see life from one day to another. We hoped to be the head and have become the tail. So forget that prosperity gospel. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's lies and more deception of a dream. We have moiled in our toil as we toiled. We had no authority over our own toil. We have become the victims of the sinners and the oppressors. They have made their yoke heavy upon us. Those who hate us while rewarding us and encompassing us have become masters over us. We have bowed our necks to those who hate us, but they had no pity on us. We waited to get away from them in order that we may escape and be at rest. But we found no place to which we might flee and be safe from them. No place. You get that? Then, in our tribulation, we brought a charge against them before the authorities and cried out against those who were devouring us. But they, the authorities, neither would pay attention to our cries, nor wish to listen to our voice. But on the contrary, they were assisting those who were robbing and devouring us, those who were causing us to diminish. They, the authorities, concealed their offenders. Injustice, and do not remove the yoke of those who devour us. Scatter us and murder us. They, the authorities, cover up our murder. And they, the authorities, do not remember the fact that they, the offenders, have lifted up their hands against us. Wow. Does that fit any description of people that you know of? I hope you can understand. This is the situation we find ourselves in today. Now, this is a mystery part. Another part I want to read. And now I know this mystery. For they, the sinners, shall alter the just verdict. And many sinners will take it to heart. So people are taking the verdict of what the white supremacy teaches, what the churches teaches, what the school teaches, what the government teaches and perpetuates. Okay? And people are taking it to heart. So people are realizing that, hey, we are in this situation and there's nothing we can do. We're trained to be teachers and we're teaching them lies. We're trained to be preachers, authorized, sanctioned scholars, we're teaching them lies. We have an accredited school and we're teaching them lies. And we are just constantly, and they take it to heart and they feel that if they tell the truth, they will lose their jobs. Wow, they find themselves between a rock and a hard place. Will they educate the people correctly? Will they speak the truth or will they just continue the lies so they can keep getting paid? They will speak evil words and lie, and they will invent fictitious stories and write out my scriptures on the basis of their own words. So there we got it, that these people today are running these three different areas, the habitation of devils, the hole of foul spirits, and the cage of every unclean, hateful bird, the education system, the school system, the church system, and the governmental system have united and are all under drinking the wine of Babylon. And we just saw that they are literally taking over the, you know, everything, to the point that they become part of the party, as we read about the authorities. Well, we read also that the white supremacist teachings that are in the movies, and we're coming out with a new movie, The Kings and Gods, The Gods and Kings with the Exodus, all white people again, all showing the Hebrews. And so it's interesting that we take these things to heart and we accept them, and we will debate with each other. It says God don't care about what color, this, that, and the other. I'm not saying he cares about it, but he did choose a people and he did show what he wanted to do. But if you're lying and deceiving people, and if all you're going to say, just believe Jesus, just say Jesus, that is not going to take you anywhere. We read that the spirit of the life, Yeshua the Messiah, must change your life. Okay? When we walk after the flesh, let's read that back again. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah. Not who believed in Yeshua the Messiah, who are deceived into Yeshua the Messiah, who think that they are following Yahweh and are walking after the flesh and not after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah have made me free from the law of sin and death. And then you believe the lie that you are no longer, that you're free from the law of Yahweh when you're free from the law of sin and death. Now that is the deception and fictitious teachings that we just read about. That is the teachings of the habitations of devils, the fowls of spirits, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. When we walk after the flesh, we are following the law of sin in our members. We read last week about that the law of sin dwells in our members. The law of sin. It says, it's not I to do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I am soul under sin. Yahweh transforms us to walk after the Spirit. So we can be free from the law of sin and death. He didn't say free from the law of Yahweh. Notice that the Spirit of Yahweh has the law of Yahweh to govern it. So how can you be free from the law of Yahweh? Yes, you're free from the law of Yahweh as long as you are walking, as long as Satan is your slave master, and as long as Satan is your husband. Yes, you have to follow his law, yes. But as long as you're free from that law, then you are no longer under the law of Satan. You're either under the law of Yahweh or you're under the law of Satan. You can't be under neither. Okay? There's no such thing that you're not under neither law. Okay? Let's make sure you get that straight. So you have to realize you're under one law and another. This same law also governs the life of the Messiah, which made him free from the law of sin and death. So even the Messiah had a law. And that's what it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah. So even he is governed by the law of the Spirit, which is the law of Yahweh. He was made free from the law of sin and death. Which law was he made free from? The law of the Spirit of life in the Messiah? No. Or the law of sin, which leads to death. We found out earlier, if we are married to a husband, whether it be Satan or Yahweh, we are under their law. So you're married to somebody. The law of right doing, which is righteousness, or the law of sin, which leads to death. There is no middle ground. There is no gray area. So this is where we find ourselves. Please, understand what law Yahweh is talking about as he talks through the scriptures. Because he says in Romans chapter 7, I speak to them that know the law. How doth the law have dominion over man as long as he liveth? If the man be dead, he is free from that law. So, what law are you under? Are you under the law of Yahweh? Or are you deceived under the law of the authorized sanctioned scholars? Which is Babylon, which has fallen. Are you under the law of the habitation of devils? Are you caught in a hole or a cage, a hole with every foul spirit? And are you encaged in a cage, in a prison, in a cell, in a cage with every unclean and foul bird? This is what the Bible says. Yes, that's where we find ourselves. in our school system, curriculum, accredited schools, denomination, the churches, and the government. It doesn't matter if it's capitalist government, a capitalist, a socialist, and communist. All of them systems, all European, and all of them all operate the same way. They're all ripping off the people. They all remember that all the world wandered after the beast. Don't forget that part. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of the flame. All the kings of the earth have committed fornication. All the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of fidelity. And Yahweh's calling, oh, come out of her, my people. So what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in there? Or are you coming out? And I know the next question, well, Brother Emmanuel, Dr. Emmanuel, when I come out, where am I supposed to go, my brother? Well, my brother and sister, let me tell you, we are on this study every week. It's like you go to church every week, you can come and listen every week. And we can start studies across the nation. Amen. And we will start. We just need your support. We need you to call me. Not call me. Email me. And tell me, yo, brother, I want part of this ministry. I want to be part to be trained up to be able to give the word of Yahweh. And live where Yahweh wants us to live. You got my website. It's the email there. www.peopleofcolor. No spaces, the numeric number 1.com. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace. We thank you for spending this time with us. And we pray that this might be a blessing in your life.